This is Jason Reinhardt here in the studio with Dr. James Bolden, a professor here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. And we are talking about your new CD for Music for Horn.
That's right.
By a Dutch composer, Jan Kootseer.
Yeah, that's right. Very, very excited about it. The way I kind of describe it to people who might not know what goes into recording a CD is similar sort of to publishing a book in other academic disciplines. We spent about, from start to finish, about 2 years on this project, from picking out the music and deciding on the project to finding people to collaborate with on the recording, setting up venues to record. So it's really been a labor of love, and I'm very proud and very excited to finally see the finished product.
And how did this whole CD recording project come about?
Well, anybody that's recorded a CD, and let me just first say that for most classical musicians, recording a solo CD is like that. You really want to do it, but you don't know if it's ever going to happen. I guess it's similar to writing a book. People sort of dream about it and say, well, if I could do this one day, I'd really like to do this and that. And I was very, very fortunate to hold and still hold the William R. Hammond Endowed Professorship here at ULM. And that's a really, really excellent way to allow faculty to pursue their research interests. And when I found out that I had been granted the professorship, I immediately, the gears started turning. Well, I wanted to record a CD, and that was in fact part of the proposal when I applied for the professorship. And I thought, well, okay, there's all these works by Mozart and Strauss and Schumann, and they've just been recorded a gazillion times. And when there are, you know, people who are literally the best horn players in the world out there, why would anyone want to listen to me record those same pieces? And that's not saying I can't hold my own, but I wanted to do something a bit more distinctive. And so I was thinking back over composers that I had encountered, but maybe hadn't seen their music recorded that much, or even really heard their music performed that much. And this Dutch-born composer, Jan Kootseer, immediately came to mind. And the main reason was, when I was in doctoral school, I had the opportunity to work on a very similar recording project, but with music for tuba. And so I thought, no one's done that for horn. He's got just as much music for horn as he does for tuba. So this would be a really great way to get his music out there and just have it be appreciated more. So that was the main goal with this. And if there's one thing that comes out of it, maybe people will know his name more and know his music more.
And is it fair to say that some of these recordings on your CD are world premiere recordings?
Yes, I know at least one of them is. And I just discovered a couple of weeks ago that one of the pieces that I thought was a world premiere, someone else has actually recorded it. But I mean, if you think about all of the recordings over the entire world, if it's only been recorded twice, that's still pretty good.
That is.
But I know for a fact, one of them is the only recording of that piece that I know of. And then there's most of the works on that CD have not been recorded in the United States by American horn players, Kootseer being a European composer. He's of course more well known over there. And so again, that's part of the goal with this project is, you know, American musicians and American horn players will hopefully get to know his pieces a little bit better.
And you had some help with the CD, with some collaboration with some people. Can you talk about your collaborations with these, and if this was the first time you worked with those people, what it was like collaborating with a new person that you didn't know?
Sure, absolutely. Well, let me start by saying for a CD, recording a classical music CD, probably the most important relationship besides the people that you're going to play the music with is the relationship between the engineer, the person that's actually recording it, and then the person that's editing all of these different takes until whole. And I got hooked up with this CD label, MSR Classics, which is based in Connecticut. They're an independent record label. And I sent out various letters to different CD labels asking them about their interest in the project. And MSR got back to me very quickly, and I spoke with their president, Robert Laporta, and just kind of picked his brain about engineers that he would recommend to work with on the project. And after talking with some different sound engineers, I got in touch with one based in Savannah, Georgia. So that was the first collaboration. And, you know, he's been working with me since day one. and, you know, we spent hours literally together, both in the same room in the recording process, and then, you know, over the phone and over the internet trying to iron out various details of it. So that was the first one. And then the other musicians on the recording were just phenomenal. The first one is Dr. Richard Seiler, who is a professor here at ULM. He teaches piano. He's a professor of music. I've worked with Dr. Seiler numerous times in the past, and so of course he was the first pick when I thought, well, who's going to play piano on this?
Yeah.
And we were very fortunate to be able to use our excellent Fazioli pianos in our recital hall, as well as record in our recital hall. And you know, if anybody can play those Fazioli pianos the way they're meant to be played, it's Dr. Seiler, because mm-hmm. he really knows how to get the best possible sound out of those instruments. Another collaborator is the harp teacher at the University of North Texas over in Denton. Her name is Dr. Jamie Hayford. And Jamie and I hadn't worked together as much as Dr. Seiler and I had, but I knew her because we had collaborated on Kutzier's Sonata for Horn and Harp. We'd played it at an international conference, not this year, but last year, so May of 2012. And she knew that this was going to be a part of a recording project, and she was very excited about it. Harp players don't get to play that much exciting repertoire. And she told me that. She's like, you know, I'm interested in doing new stuff and not just doing the same old things and really featuring the harp on a recording. So she was, and in fact, was very gracious and collaborated with me at no charge, provided that I allow her to use the recording for a CD that she's going to release at a certain time in the future. And I was more than happy to do that. Mm-hmm. And she's just an amazing harpist. And then one other collaborator on the CD is Matt McMahon, who is the organist at Decatur Presbyterian Church in Georgia. And he came to me very, very highly recommended. And he's performing on one of the longer and more complicated pieces on the CD, A Choral Fantasy for Horn and Organ, which is based on a hymn tune from the 17th century. So if you imagine kind of what Bach would do in his compositions, where you'd take a chorale tune and then create this longer, more extravagant work based on it, that's exactly what Kutzier has done here.
Well, I'm here speaking with Dr. James Bolden, who's on faculty here at University of Louisiana at Monroe, talking about his newly released CD of music for horn by the Dutch composer Jan Kutzier. Here are some selections from the final movement of the Sonata for Horn and Harp. That was the Horn and Harp Sonata by Dutch composer Jan Kutzier here on Midday Classics. And I'm Jason Reinhardt in the studio with Dr. James Bolden speaking about his new CD entitled Music for Horn with the music of Jan Kutzier. And James, you do a blog. Mm-hmm. And people follow your blog, and you talk about all things horn.
That's right, yeah.
Talk a little bit about how you got into blogging and
sure.
how people can get to your website.
Sure. Well, the address is hornworld, hornworld.me. I know that's kind of an unusual domain name, just hornworld.me. Mm-hmm. And I started it in the summer of 2010. I do get a fair amount of traffic from horn players, and it's been really interesting. People from all over the world have gotten in touch with me and having read things on my website and, you know, asking questions about various things. So if anybody is kind of on the fence about creating a website devoted to a particular topic, just go for it. I mean, you'd be surprised the connections that you will create, the professional connections and the acquaintances and maybe even friends that you might make by pursuing something like that.
Okay. And if people are interested in getting a hold of your CD for their own purposes, how can they go about doing that?
Sure. Well, thank you for asking. There's a number of different ways. The CD is available in physical copies from msrcd.com, and I know that it's also available in physical copy on amazon.com. I know that it will be available for digital download very soon. Probably the best way, if you're local, is just shoot me an email at Bolden, B-O-L-D-I-N, at ulm.edu, and let me know you're interested in a copy, and we'll talk.
Well, excellent. All right. Well, I'm here with Dr. James Bolden, and we've been talking about his new release, his CD, his solo debut CD of the music of Dutch composer Jan Kootseer, music for horn and piano, music for horn and organ, and music for horn and harp.
And also horn by itself.
And
there's
horn by
itself.
There's
one piece on there where it's just horn.
Yes. It's a great CD. I recommend it for anybody, especially horn players out there. And James, thanks for coming in and chatting about it.
Thank you so much for having me.